I'll rip the flesh from your flabby face. Yes, I'll peel the skin like an old corn shucker. Gobble, gobble, motherfucker!
In a world where zombies, ghosts, serial killers, and vampires all exist, it's Nico, Brian, Mike, and Dustin, and they are all that stand between you and the films that could end the world. Welcome to the Don't Go Out There Horror Movie Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Don't Go Out There Horror Movie Review Podcast. Just want to thank all our fans and listeners. I really appreciate it. Gobble, gobble, motherfucker. That's right. We're taking on a Thanksgiving-themed episode. Before we jump into
stuffed,
it.
You just got stuffed, bitch.
I'm going to drink your blood like cranberry sauce. But anywho, let's give a shout out to our website real quick, don'tgooutthere.com. We got all of our episodes, our interviews, our blog, our store. All the good stuff is on there, and all the links to our social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Go follow us and subscribe to us on all those platforms. You know, we love to interact with all of our fans, and keep up with us. And we're going to be releasing this episode early for our Patreons, our blood donors, as we call them. If you want to become one of those, we have two different types. We have the one-time donation or the traditional monthly reoccurring. We get a lot of fans who ask how they can support us. If you want to be one of those fans who support us, we'd really appreciate it. Help us pay for this podcast and keep these fine film reviews coming for you. All right, let's go ahead and jump into tonight's Thanksgiving-themed episode. 2007 or 8 or 9, hell, I don't know what years came out. I looked on IMDb and it said 2009.
It's all over the place.
Meat said it's 2007. I don't know. It came out late 2000s. We'll just put it that way. We're taking on Thanksgiving. I'll just go first with my general thoughts. This movie's not good, but it is pretty damn funny in some spots. I watched Dead Meat's kill count. You know, he said it had like less than a $4,000 budget, and you can tell. Hey, I'll be honest. It was a lot better than a movie I could have made, I guess, for $4,000. This movie's not good by any means, but it's funny at least.
Damn it.
That's all I got.
You're really looking on the bright side there, brother. You want to go, Brian?
I'm Mr. Brightside.
Yeah, on this movie. Man, shits on Psycho. Going to give Thanksgiving praise. All right, anyway. Brian, you want to go? You want me to go, man?
His runtime was way better.
I'll go ahead. It's fine. We're going to have this shit sandwich because mine's going to be in the middle, and it's going to be amazing because I love this movie so much. And that was a lie. Look, whenever I first heard about this movie, I honestly thought it was one of those, you know, cheesy B-80s fun horrors like April Fool's Day. I was looking forward to a good time. I thought it was going to be like the turkey to my heart. But when Nico was talking about how bad it was, I honestly just kind of brushed that aside, respectfully, of course, because let's be honest, like we know Nico doesn't like those types of movies really, but oh no, it's nothing like that. I truly am at a loss for words to describe how truly bad this is. And again, that's definitely on purpose by director, writer, and turkey, Jordan Downey. It's supposed to be bad, and by God, it is. But it's not like so bad it's good, like Santa Slay, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, Leprechaun.
Is right April, what comes to mind, right.
Or April Fool's Day. Shit. Oh, no. I can't even put into words how, I mean, I literally kept saying, what the fuck am I watching while I was watching this? Now, the catchphrases and stuff were funny, but that's about all I can say. I mean, you know what? Taking notes on this was harder to do than the JonBenet Ramsey case. Let's get this over with, Mike.
Goddamn, they said that line twice. Like it wasn't fucking heard the first
time.
Three times. Well, the one guy messed it up. All right. So look, man, you two are even nicer than me. This movie is a fucking shit sandwich, bro. And the pieces of bread are other pieces of shit. This movie sucks. And I don't like to disrespect people's art. I'm sure they had a fun time making this film. I probably would have had a fun time making this film. But if somebody called it a shit sandwich, I wouldn't get offended because they set out to make it bad. I have a big problem with that because I do think the movies that are so bad they're good don't set out to be bad on purpose. The ones that I enjoy. Obviously, you're going to disagree with me, Brian, and that's okay. But just you know, when I think of So Bad It's Good, I think of Jason X. I think of Killer Clowns from Outer Space. I think of Santa Slay. I think of stuff like that that still takes itself seriously enough where they're not going out of their way to let you know this movie is supposed to be something you hate. I don't like that approach. It doesn't hit with me. And so outside of a couple like one-liners from the turkey, the you got stuffed, bitch, and all that other stuff, where the voice acting is horrendous, but again, it was supposed to be. But outside of a couple one-liners like that, man, this movie is a drag, and it only lasts an hour. Peek behind the curtain. For the prep of this show, I watched this thing for free on YouTube on 1.5 speed. So it took me 35 minutes to get through. It wasn't that bad. I don't have very many notes because I don't want to be so unkind that someone that made this movie finds this and finds where I live. So if that's any indication of the rating I'm going to give it, I'm going to give you a spoiler. This will be the lowest rating I have ever given a film on this show.
Probably deservingly so, to be fair.
I love this mic. I've never seen this mic. I love this mic.
I'm pissed I had to watch it. I'll be honest. Now, I love this mic. I will say this. This could still be a fun episode because of that. That's why I'm okay with doing the movie in the first place. Like how the level of hate that Brian gave the movie Audition way back in our early days, this is about to be that but worse. So sit back.
And I'm just going to give like a little, I don't know, a content warning. You know, I try not to get too perverse in these episodes, but this is a raunchy ass movie. So, yeah. I mean, the movie literally starts with a titty on the screen. So,
well,
hopefully, honestly, we don't get too X rated, but this movie is super raunchy.
I'll be honest. I honestly think one scene just aged like milk, man. It's not something I would put in my movie, but that's just me.
I don't even know which one you're talking about. There's so many bad ones.
Well, I'll just spoil it. Where
no, don't
spoil
it. Let's get to it. Don't spoil
it. A turkey raped somebody. I don't think that in my movie.
Well, the guy tried to. Well, never mind. All right, let's start scene by scene.
Let's go. Let's do it. Just get this over with.
All right. The film starts with text on the screen. The year is 1621, the olden days. Moments after the very first Thanksgiving, first shot is a set of tits. The naked pilgrim. She runs through the woods and trips and backs away, and we see a killer turkey. Nice tits, bitch, it says, as it axes the woman. And that's literally what it happens. Title card and opening credits roll with turkeys gobbling along with a fun score. I thought the score was pretty fun, now.
Score was fun.
We're really reaching for some positives here. Now we're on a school campus, and we meet Johnny and Billy. Billy rips his shirt off and is excited for Thanksgiving break. Kristen is a prude. Who tells Allie to pull her shirt down. Darren joins the others. This is an odd-looking group of friends, I wrote. Darren gasses up Johnny, saying he's a better quarterback than the starter. He now flexes his bicep and calls it a weapon of mass destruction. They all load up in Johnny's Jeep and drive off. We now meet Oscar and his dog, Flashy, who runs off when it hears a cat. Darren tells the people in the Jeep they should all say what they're thankful for. Billy makes a mom joke with some late 2000s humor. Johnny says he's thankful for family time, honestly. He wishes he and his old man had more time to bond. He taught him to throw a football, but they're not getting along right now. Billy is thankful his mama is alive. Darren says he's going to go buck wild on this trip. He's going to have sex with one of the girls, and everyone mocks him, and they all call Allie a hoe. Back to Oscar, who's calling for Flashy. Flashy pees on this wooden-looking turkey figure, and Turkey comes alive and kills Flashy. We're at Sheriff Rude's house now, and his wife Cheryl made his coffee with literal shit, and she tells him she wants a divorce. All right, then, as he answers a call from Kristen, his daughter, when she says she wants a divorce, he overhears someone yell for her to toss them a beer. He tells her real quick her stepmama left him, and they hang up. They're driving along, and Johnny's Jeep has trouble and breaks down. Billy says, "We have beers and tents. Let's party here." Darren is so excited to party and drink. He finds a sign that says Kralberg. He runs off to tell the rest of the group and tells them about the sign. He tells them the story of Kralberg. Animation scene now. An old Indian named Feathercloud, believed to have black magic powers, was dishonored by a pilgrim. The pilgrim's name was Chuck Langston, possibly Billy's ancestor. Feathercloud cursed all white men and necromanced a turkey to roam the earth every 500 years. A turkey that stopped at nothing to get what it wants. The group thinks it's a dumb story. Darren tells them it's known as Thanksgiving. Allie says it's impossible for a turkey to kill a human. Billy slaps the beer out of Darren's hand, and Chris and Allie ask Johnny to stay in their tents. All right, Brian, go ahead and kick us off with those first two scenes.
Brian, before you go, people listening to this podcast right now, that's the most ridiculous scene by scene Nico has ever read on this show. Jesus Christ. Sorry. I'm sitting there listening, and I'm like, I can't believe he's reading this.
Lord, that's what happens, though.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's just like, I never thought we'd see today. But again, I'm glad we're doing it. So, you know.
Are you like Mike? Are you?
It doesn't sound like it, Mike. But I love this mic. I'm ready for this mic. I've never seen this mic on the show. I'm ready for this mic.
I don't mind being impassioned. Only a few movies make me angry. And this is one. I don't know. I was pretty hard on Jason Takes Manhattan, if you remember. I believe I called it one of the worst fucking movies I've ever seen. Sorry, go ahead.
You just wait. You're going to get me on Jason X, so just wait. Anyway, Nico said it in the opening. Famously, this had a budget of about $3,500, which I was wondering where this could have possibly gone to in here, but it has to be the beginning here. I mean, and to pay Wanda Lust for this opening scene and for that those CG credits, which actually look pretty good and professional. But I mean, come on. I mean, our opening shot is Wanda Lust's nipple. Like, that's the opening shot. And our first tagline before she's killed is, "Nice tits, bitch." So, if you didn't know what you were getting into here, also, real talk, look, listen. We've had complaints that we're a little too childish with some teenage humor sometimes. Shout out to Knock Knock episode, don'tgoother.com. But come on. I mean, that is what this movie is, like Nico said. So, if you don't want that, don't listen to the rest of this episode.
Never thought I'd turn our people away from our content, but if that's not your cup of tea, you might as well turn this off.
Right. Also, credit to the opening music goes to Kashmir Royale. The theme song credit goes to General Bastard. Trust me, I did a research for a different name. His name is General Bastard. It's all I could find anywhere. He also plays Oscar the Hermit, so there's that. Dead Meat James called the opening music from Royale kind of a tribute to Genuine's Pony. And
for
I can't unhear that now, so thanks for that. But Derek Dahl opening music, too, as we get to the school opening shots. It's called Save Me. It has kind of a One Republic type feel to it. I actually really liked that song. So, sadly, it gave me some hope here for this movie, which I wish it didn't have at this point. Little fun fact, this opening with Wanda Lust was shot without a permit in a public park. Not sure that's anything different than any of the other movies Wanda Lust has shot, but that's a fact anyway. And in other completely shocking news, this opening scene was originally written and planned to be much more extravagant, involving an entire Native American and Pilgrim, probably super racist dinner scene. Time and money quickly ran out, and the scene was never shot. I'm going to say that was probably a good thing.
Time for
my last little bit here. Like, look, Wanda Lust gets top billing for this movie. I'm sure in the same regard as, look, you know what? No, I'm not even bringing up Scream to compare it. And don't you dare, Mike. Don't you dare even bring up Scream in comparison to this opening. How much money do we put on Dustin, by the way, putting this in his top 8 openings of all time ranking show that we're doing soon? Over under. Write in and let us know. I want to know what you guys think, but I think Dustin puts it in his top 8. You know, and if any comparisons are brought up, Dog Piss, Resurrection, Nightmare 4, don't mind those comparisons because Nightmare 4. And then we put your shirt down, honey. It's Thanksgiving, not Titsgiving. Yeah, go ahead, Mike. I'm out. I don't know what else to say.
I'm all right with the Titsgiving. That one was kind of funny. All right. So listen, man. The first time I ever watched this movie was probably like 5 years ago. Okay. And I had on, so at that time there's no Dead Meat kill count about it. So like I'm going in fully unexpected of what was happening. I just liked the runtime. Runtime intrigued me, and there's not a lot of Thanksgiving horror movies. Now that's been corrected since Hulu had that movie Pilgrim that I thought was really bonkers and wild in a good way. But that's not this. So we open up with Wanda Lust's nipple. Okay, that's just what the first scene is. That's not our fault. It's look, that looks nothing. It's so funny. It's like they put a weird filter on the camera to make it look like it was 1600s, and it just looks like it almost looks like Scream 4 on accident instead. Like, it's just not good. It doesn't show the past well. It's just some lady in a pilgrim costume, and she gets killed by this turkey. Nice tits, bitch. Which is, that's, man, that's let you know what you're in for, man. Here's the funny thing, Brian. the opening scene here at the college, I like the credits too. Like, I think they look good, and I think the song is basically a rip off of Pony, like Dead Meat said. So, like, and I like that song, so that's fine. So you get into the scene at the college. It reminded me a little bit of like Don't Hate Me.
Pie.
Well, yeah, but more so because of it's a horror movie setting that we're about to get. More so Faculty than anything else, just because the offspring, you know, there with the, you know, they're kind of roaming around the school. Okay. But you know, the kids aren't all right in this movie.
Because, no, they're not.
One, old Billy looks like he's about 50. Okay, and now I'll save all my thoughts on the Billy song. Don't you worry. yeah, I look. There's a part of me that wishes I would like to see a different version of this movie, just because some of this stuff here is kind of fun if you can remove what comes later, which I just think is a shit show. The opening, the very opening ruins it, and the rest of the movie ruins it. But if you, here you have like almost like a parody, like if they played it that way a little bit, like a parody of a teen movie from that time, it would have been a little late, but I would get it. Like I would you've got your dumb girl, you've got your smart girl, you got your jock, you got your nerd, you got your fat party guy. That's very stereotypical. Got it. Totally understand. But the dialogue is the drizzling shit. These people have no acting experience whatsoever. I don't think I would do any better. That's why I wouldn't do it, for one thing. But just the like half of them barely even know each other. Like it's just a very weird dynamic here with this group. The car scene, the scenes in the car are terrible. I don't know. First of all, old movies and cars really bug me, although I thought Psycho did a pretty good job, but that's neither here nor there. But a lot of times you can tell they're just kind of sitting and they're using effects. Like, I just don't think it looks good. The sheriff not giving a fuck that his wife is leaving him is, that was a funny line that popped me a little bit. Like, well, all right then. You know, anytime somebody puts shit in people's food or drink, I think of The Help. So that's where I go with that. But anyway, to kind of wrap it up, man, because I just don't have a lot. They used a lot of money to me on this animation that they had to, because that was pretty well done. It's a stupid story. I don't care about a killer turkey that wants to kill white people in revenge for Native Americans. That could be a good horror movie, just not this particular version. But all the stuff in the tent early on, it's just bad, man. The dialogue just makes me lose interest. I have a really hard time following this film because it's so fucking bad. And I forgot how he's brought back to life. This motherfucker got Freddy Krueger'd. But I'll say this. Freddy, this is basically Freddy in turkey version, just significantly worse. Like, he even has like a burn look to him, like he's Freddy. Like, you can't tell me that wasn't what they were going for, man. You know, with the one-liners and being pissed on by a dog, you can't tell me that wasn't what they were going for, which all that does is make me mad that Freddy was ever brought back by being pissed on by a dog. Anyway, that's all I got, man. Fuck this movie.
All right, we see Oscar running through the woods, and he finds his dead dog, and the turkey says, "Your dog had an accident. Get it? He axed it." Turkey runs off after Oscar shoots at him, and Oscar curses God. Kristen walks off and tries to call her dad, who's pissed she hasn't called him in so long. She hears a turkey walking around and grows nervous. "There's no such thing as an evil turkey," she chants. She screams when the turkey arrives. "Shut the fuck up, stupid bitch. I'm going to drink your blood like cranberry sauce," he tells her. She runs back.
That's basically Chucky. "Shut the fuck up, you stupid bitch."
She runs back and tells him the story is true, and they laugh at her. Johnny believes her as Billy mocks her. Kristen gets mad at Johnny for not believing her, and Allie flirts immediately. A baby bunny is launched into their fire. Its stomach got gnawed open by a beet. A turkey beet, Darren says. Johnny says to calm down and let's go to bed. Billy walks over to Allie, who quickly shuts him down. Next morning, Billy wakes up to Oscar hovering him. Oscar says he saved him from the turkey killing him. Billy had turkey droppings, turkey shit all over his chest. Oscar says he'll take care of the turkey and walks off. They get the Jeep running again and take off. Billy says he believes Kristen now. Allie calls him a freak, but she believes his story. Kristen apologizes to Johnny for getting angry at him. A car stops and lets the turkey in the car. And this scene is just, oh my God. The man goes to fuck the turkey, but it turns around and puts a gun to his head. He has him call his daughter, then shoots and kills him and drives off with the car. The group drops Allie off, who flirts with Johnny again, and walks to her house. They drive off, and we see Oscar still pursuing the turkey. Johnny makes it to his mom's house, and he still isn't talking to his pops after getting demoted to second string. His dad farts and walks away from him. Johnny finds his dad outside smoking and tells him he's the starting quarterback. Dad perks up and says he knew he had it in him, and the turkey shows up and kills his dad, cutting his head off, and throws it at Johnny and smokes his cigar. He runs inside and sees his mom killed by the turkey. Johnny drives off, talking to God, and says he's going to kill the turkey. The crew's at Billy's house now, and Johnny says it's real. It killed his parents. The turkey walks in on Allie having sex, and here's another oh my God scene. Turkey bites the guy's neck, killing him, and now Turkey starts to have sex with her. Turkey finishes and says, "You just got stuffed," and bites her neck, killing her. The crew makes it to Allie's house, and Johnny says she's dead, but he found a feather and an extra small gravy-flavored condom. Darren says there's only one way to kill it. He says, "We got to read the books." Kristen says her dad has a lot of books, so they head to her place. I'm so sorry, people listening. And this really is what happens in this movie.
All right, going back to the last set of scenes. Look, the animations when he's telling the pilgrim story. Okay, I see Thanksgiving. And the accident joke. I mean, come on. How many times did John Cassier use "ax you a question" in his Crypt Keeper interview? That's a good dad joke pun right there. Give you credit. Kristen tells her dad here that she's camping and they'll go to the banquet tomorrow night. And according to the story, the turkey resurrects in, like, what, 12 hours? He obviously rose from the dead early. No. Don't fucking look at me like that. I'm holding this movie to its own continuity, goddammit.
I gave up.
Look, first off, I'm surprised we didn't get a Kristen and Johnny sex scene. I'm just going to say that I'm surprised by that. Second of all, Kristen screaming and Turkey telling her to shut the fuck up. I died laughing. I actually thought that was pretty funny. Third of all, and this really doesn't have anything to do with anything, but hell, we're watching Thanksgiving, so come on. Go look at Natasha Cordova, who plays Allie. I don't know if it's her Google profile picture or what, but just Google Thanksgiving cast, and that picture that they use for Natasha, hell, that's funnier than anything in this movie. It actually may be from the scene later in where she's being fucked by the turkey. Yes.
That's a line you just said.
Fucked by the turkey till he has an orgasm and says, "You just got stuffed." Like that happened. If anybody missed what Nico said, let me repeat it. A turkey also gets picked up by a dude who looks like the angry video game nerd from YouTube.
Yeah.
He chooses ass as a selection over gas or grass, pulls a double barrel shotgun on him for attempting to fuck the turkey in the ass, makes him call his daughter, then blows his brains out, then drives away in the car. That wasn't a bad effect.
I wish I was him watching this movie.
Johnny's dad, Terry Reagan, you may remember him from... Nah, I'm just fucking with you. He's not in anything else. but his head getting sawed off may be the best kill in the movie, and that smoking the cigar afterwards... Shit, I don't know. Look, overall, this set of scenes is harder to watch than the JonBenet Ramsey case. Woo! Go ahead, Mike.
God damn it. Oh, I can't follow that, man. Look, I'll just say this. I will say there's a little bit of humor here. Okay. Now, again, some of this humor just doesn't land with me upon rewatch because I've seen it once and I get more annoyed that I'm watching it as the movie goes. So maybe this just puts me in a bad mood. So I hate to judge its humor, but here we go. Like everyone else said, when Kristen kind of runs into the woods, she finds a turkey. I said the same thing, Brian. I was like, well, this turkey's not supposed to be here until tomorrow. What the fuck? Are you in the woods? Like, maybe that's why he didn't kill her, because he can't kill humans until the next day. That's the only thing I could think of. Whatever. I'm just trying to hold its continuity as well. It's hard to do. I will say I laugh when he says, "Shut the fuck up, bitch." Like, it's almost like everyone kind of wanted to say that because she's just screaming and screaming and the turkey's not really doing anything. It's just like, all right, relax. So anyway, you get all this stuff with Billy and the girl whose name is even slipping me, the slutty one. Everyone knows. It's just the way it is.
Allie.
Thank you you're always good with names, and I just don't ever take names as much as I should. But
You get all that. Don't care about that. Yeah, man. Let's just skip ahead a minute here. His turkey gets picked up by a stranger. And this guy, instead of giving gas money or weed, I presume, would rather fuck this turkey instead. And then when he pulls the shotgun out, proceeds to tell the turkey that he has a family. Now, I will say this. If this movie were more serious, which, trust me, I know, talking turkey, can't take it serious at all. But this movie had played that scene a little more serious where he makes him call his daughter. All right, that's some sick shit. I would have been like, all right, that's pretty, you know, sick. But nope, it's played for laughs. It's terrible. It's just so freaking bad that this guy wanted to fuck this turkey in the ass. Yes, that's a word I said. I'm very sorry that we have to say these things. Because at least Knock Knock was like people and, you know, free pizza. and well, first of all, it's Keanu Reeves. This is definitely not Keanu Reeves. So anyway, fast forward. I don't have a whole lot more to say, man. I'll say this. I talked about the rape scene already. It's not a sex scene. It's a rape scene because that turkey forces his way into Allie, right? Okay. Oh, I'm learning. So that's a rape, man. And then the you got stuffed, bitch. Again, if, like, this would have been funnier to me if she seduced the turkey. That would have been funnier to me because this also happens in the movie Jack Frost, which is somehow worse than this movie. Just want to let you know.
No. There's no way that is. There's Brian, no way it is. Brian, I've never even seen it, but there's no way.
The only reason that movie gets a higher rating is because we get to look at Shannon Elizabeth. That's it. That's all. That's the only thing redeeming about the film. And she's 24, and that's peak Shannon Elizabeth, if you know. So my point is, hey, I said what I said. But that's all I have, man. This is just – I feel like I'm rambling because I didn't take a ton of notes because I just – how do I talk about in a horror setting – about a turkey about to be fucked in the ass and then a turkey fucking somebody. Like, I don't know. Jesus Christ. It's like that episode of South Park, the chicken fucker. This is the turkey fucker, man. I just, I couldn't get, like, the first time I ever saw it, I just couldn't get over it. And I'll be honest, some of this, I will say one positive thing. Some of the way this movie is shot is very, like, cheesy, B, almost C movie quality. And that has a little bit of its own charm. So, like, I like the way the movie shot. Just the content they're giving me is the drizzling shits. So, that's all I got. I try to be at least positive once during the scenes.
Cranberry sauce. All right, back to the sheriff, and all his mail is bills. He says he has to get dressed and dresses as a turkey and answers the doorbell. It's Turkey. It asks for Kristen. He invites him to come in and wait on her. Turkey sneezes and starts small talk with Sheriff. He tells Sheriff he's 510 years old. Turkey says it's awkward and says he's going to take off. Turkey snaps when Sheriff calls him an odd duck and kills him off screen. They make it to Kristen's and the turkey answers the door with her dad's face on and hat. Kind of like got the Hellraiser vibes. Kristen and company can't figure out it's the turkey posing as Sheriff. They get inside and begin to look through the books. Turkey asks what they're looking for Kristen. Kristen says for poison ivy treatment. The group gets after it looking through the books as we get quick cuts of them reading, high-fiving, Billy eating. Darren finally finds the book. Darren says we have to remove it from its magical talisman to kill it. It's probably in its plumage. The rest of the book is written in code that Darren has to crack. Billy asks for more snacks and Darren tells him to leave. Billy goes to the kitchen as we see the sheriff getting drug away. Billy is dumb as hell, I wrote. He finally realizes the turkey is turkey. The crew runs to Billy and the turkey tells them his story. He's killing anyone white who disrespects Indians or their land. Billy puts Turkey in a chokehold, but it gets free and runs off. Kristen says they got the talisman, but Billy is frustrated and walks off. Darren walks off to crack the rest of the code. Johnny apologizes for Kristen's loss and says things will never be the same and it's his fault. Life is... All the football puns were hilarious to me, though. Life is not like a playbook. Just gotta roll with it. Kristen flirts with him, and Darren runs in, cracking the code.
I was like, well,
you have
Tigers
to burn him at the stake and say a demonic prayer backwards. Not going to be easy. If it's not in his teepee, he's killing. Billy is walking down the sidewalk, and Turkey poses as a holographic turkey, calling for Billy to eat him. Billy grabs a turkey and like swallows it and says that hit the spot. Now he feels sick and turkey bursts out his stomach. Gobble, gobble, motherfucker. That's what I call foul play. The others find Billy's dead body. Darren cries, holding him. You can't go like this, my best friend. He says he's going to kill that turkey. And you can't go, Billy. It's not even that bad, as all his guts fall out of him. Flashback now of their first ice cream cone under the sunset and them skipping and playing hide and seek. Back in the Jeep as they head to find Turkey, we see Turkey making a salad in his teepee. They find the teepee and they make a game plan. Let's kick this foul-mouthed bastard's ass, Darren says. Kristen and Johnny run in on the turkey, and Turkey says he's invincible, and Darren sneaks up on it, tying up with some rope. Turkey says the book isn't real. They chant the prayer, and Turkey twitches around. He's lost his invincibility powers, Darren says. Time to burn him alive, but Turkey runs out of the tent, and Oscar shoots him, launching it into a trash can of toxic waste. They talk about poor Flashy's death, and he walks off. Johnny says he's cool for saving their life, and Darren says, we killed the most demonic turkey ever. And the next bit is the ending. Go ahead, Brian.
Billy, okay, so, Billy. All right, so I'll give the movie this. And this isn't saying much, but the turkey dressed up like the sheriff, and by dressed up, I mean a fake nose and glasses, and the sheriff being dressed up like the turkey letting him in, and then them having coffee at the kitchen table, that may be my favorite scene in this entire movie. I mean, they get into a conversation about the turkey being old enough to say fucking, and then the turkey wears the dad's face, and the kids think it's the fucking sheriff. I mean, now that's good. That boosts you up a point in my book, Thanksgiving, goddammit. And the long, genuine montage, and then saying it took forever, and Kristen saying it was only 5 minutes. I thought that was funny, too. I start thinking, okay, maybe, just maybe, this movie's getting a little bit of redemption, and we even get a removed face sheriff body that doesn't actually look that bad. But then the turkey says retarded, calls a guy a gay slur, and super racist Indian conversation, and then I remember, oh, this movie is that fucking bad after all. Billy's kill doesn't even make sense. It doesn't look terrible when it bursts out of his stomach. I'll give it that. The cartoon, or like Nico said, the holographic turkey was god-awful, though. Apparently that tagline of gobble, gobble, motherfucker was thought of by Jordan Downey before the film's actual plot, if you want to call it a plot. The best friend song, I'll let Mike touch on that. God-awful. Oh, my God, it's terrible. Oh, I'm going to make that the ending credits song on this. Y'all are welcome. If I have to hear it, you have to hear it as well.
Yes, you do.
Worst joke of this entire movie, though. I'm ready to see this cock burn. You mean turkey, right? No, I mean dick, not the animal. What does that even mean?
It doesn't.
What does that even fucking mean? I don't know. Look, I'm ready for this movie. Can this movie please, God, be over with? Go ahead, Mike.
This movie's plot is harder to figure out than the JonBenet Ramsey case.
That's a good one.
All right, man. Listen, I will say this. I agree with you on one thing. I'm going to be positive. I'm going to start positive. The scene with the dad and the turkey is funny. Genuinely got a good laugh out of me. Especially when he walks in and it's just a fake glasses, nose, mustache combo on this animatronic stuffed, you know, carpet turkey, whatever you call it. It's funny that the dad does not recognize. He thinks it's a little person. It's just ridiculous.
Oh, you just forgot about that part.
Yeah. They're sitting there having coffee together and it's just like, oh, mighty bad. But you know, the kill, obviously, we don't see it, but we see the aftermath later, which I agree with you, didn't look bad. Probably the only kill in this whole movie that didn't look bad as far as the effects go. But obviously, we get the death of Billy, Billy. I don't remember the fucking words. That song's so bad. Like, it's one of those. So, like, perfect example of a stupid song that works is Stu's song from the first Hangover. That song works.
Yeah.
What do tigers dream of? That song works. This song, Billy, Billy, with my best friend. Fuck this turkey. I don't know, man. It's just not good. It drives me insane. It's played for laughs. It just didn't get me. So what can I say? Also, I think the kill of Billy is really bad. I don't really think it makes a whole lot of sense. because I didn't know that this turkey could transform into people's bodies and come out, because there apparently has no rules in this film. So that kill sucked to me as well. I will say, him answering the door wearing the dad's face is funny. Again, all that stuff, all of that stuff is funny. Like, I'm not denying that that's genuinely decent humor. But at this point, this movie's already lost me. Like you said, he goes on a racist tirade, essentially. He uses the R word and the F word, two words that I don't say. Nope. You've lost me right there. And I know times were different, but nope. Even then, I didn't use those words. So it's all around no for me. And this, holographic turkey shit is just god freaking awful, man. And also, they kill the turkey. I remember the first time I watched it, they kill the turkey, and I say, oh, let's just end it right here. This is an hour, almost on the nose. What a little movie. But then they drag it out for 15 more fucking minutes, man. Are you kidding me? And by the way, there's not a couple I've ever rooted for to succeed less than Kristen and Johnny. That's all I want to say.
Oh, man. All right, here's the ending. They head back to Kristen's to watch movies. They turn on Night of the Living Dead, but we see the garbage can glow up green. Johnny is thankful to get so close to Kristen. Will you go out with me? He asks her. They start to get it on right in front of Darren. He walks off to pee. He freshens up in the mirror, then walks to the kitchen and opens the fridge. He gets a meat thermometer thrown into his leg. You're done, bitch, Turkey says, and pounces on Darren. He rips his tongue out and pecks his chest, rapidly killing Darren. He then rips his heart out and throws it on the ground. He reaches to heaven for Billy, who tells him there's no turkey up here. Come on. Kristen and Johnny wake up to the sound of turkey. What if it survived by landing in toxic waste, Johnny asks. Johnny goes to check on Darren. I'm in the kitchen making a sandwich, Turkey says, but he's posing as Darren. He sees Darren on the ground and goes to call for Kristen, but is stabbed in the gut by Turkey with like an electric knife. Kristen runs in and punches Turkey. She helps Johnny hobble away to a shed outside. He says he doesn't think he's going to make it. Hang in there, she says, as Turkey runs to them. She lights a turkey on fire now, who's glowing green from the toxic waste. Johnny dies, making another football pun to Kristen. He dies before he can kiss her. Kristen bats the flaming turkey into a steak. I'll kill you all. I'll come back, Turkey says, as she eats its leg. Now we're sitting around a table, and the family goes to pray, and the turkey comes to life, saying, do I smell a sequel, biatch? To be continued, in space, the screen says, as it ends in credits roll. Hey, all we're done.
So the nuclear waste thing, a little bit of a Toxic Avenger vibes as we head back to Kristen's, where her dead father is probably still laying in the house somewhere, and they're going to watch movies and then have sex on the floor after, you know, talking about how his parents just died. But hey, the turkey thermometer to the ass and the line, you done, bitch. That tongue being ripped out, the being pecked to death and the heart ripped out. Okay. Not bad. Oh, where you at, Turkey? I'm in the kitchen making a turkey sandwich. I laughed at that. I think I had a little Chris Rock going on in my voice there, but that's my bad. That wasn't turkey. Taking the time to unplug the automatic turkey knife. Nice touch. I laughed. Fun fact, more interesting than this movie. When me and my neighbor made our homemade Mortal Kombat movie when we were 9, he wore a skull mask and I took a hairspray and lighter just like this and made it look like fire was coming out of his mask for a finishing move. Anyway, the point of that was nothing. I just thought I'd end on something that didn't have to do with this fucking movie. Pretty much like the fucking Thanksgiving ending scene here with nobody that makes any sense. Although if you watch the credits, they're Jordan Downey's family, apparently. Of course, I don't know. This does remind me of Final Destination 2 a little bit with that whole cookout ending. Oh, is it Final Destination 1 or 2 that has that cookout ending?
2.
2? Yeah, that was terrible. Come on, Mike, I'm done with this movie. No turkeys up here, Mike. You can do it. Finish up.
Yeah, I'll finish up all right. I don't have hardly anything to say right here. I just want to say you're going to get to watching movies after all your friends have died. Your dad's dead. His parents are dead. Everybody's dead. And you're just going to get to watching movies and fucking on the floor. Okay. Well, I guess you got to get back to normal at some point. Just didn't think it'd be a couple hours later, but you know, whatever. Anyway, I'll admit, small chuckle with the thermometer in the ass, but it's almost like at this point I'm so annoyed by everything else. I have a hard time even finding that funny. Just golly bad. He turns into Woody Woodpecker, which I don't like. I don't know. That's just not a good kill to me. I just don't like anything about this ending, man. I tried to find something positive to say in each set of scenes that we did. And this last 10 to 12 minutes is just, it doesn't have anything for me, man. The very end is annoying as fuck because I don't want to see a sequel. I know there is one. I'm not ever picking it. The only way I'm going to watch it is if someone picks it, and Dustin, that sick, perverted motherfucker, is going to pick it at some point, and I'm going to be like, no. And maybe he won't, because when I read his summary, I don't think he's going to like that either. That's all I got, man. I don't need to see any more turkey. Gobble, gobble these nuts, bitch.
I've heard the sequel is even worse than this one, so I definitely don't want
to
watch
it. Dead Meat refuses to cover it.
Well, he's covering Hellraiser, which isn't much better. But anywho,
it is better than this, buddy. All the Hellraisers are better than this movie.
Even the very, very last one?
Yep.
Or not the last one, but was it Revelations? Or
yep.
The ninth, the second one is god awful. Yeah. That one's terrible.
I'm not saying that's a high bar. I'm just saying I would watch that movie over this one.
Yeah. All right, let's jump into our social media comments real quick. First one we got is my man,
gonna hate us.
Former guest of the show, Trey Rowland, who Brian has invited to come back on the show, which he gracefully will. Can't wait for that. He's hilarious. He just said, and I quote, "This movie fucking rules."
Oh, Trey.
I would have loved that, Trey, on this one.
Yeah.
Trey.
Yeah, for real.
He would have been flabbergasted by what we said.
Probably not. Carrie, she wrote, "So me and my friends have an annual showing of Thanksgiving the night before Thanksgiving, or Thanksgiving the night before Thanksgiving. And one year we had Santa Slay as part of the double feature. We've had Easter Bunny Kill as a double feature one year as well. Classics." And Trey recommended we do Santa Slays. I don't know about all that.
I'll do Santa Slay. That'll be fun.
It can't be worse than this.
It's better than
this. There's
no way. My man Hernandez Gunn said, "It's a guilty pleaser. I watch every year." God bless you, sir. And Shan,
guilty
she wrote,
pleasure. Was it maybe a guilty pleasure?
Or? Yeah, yeah. Shan wrote, he wrote pleaser, so I just read it off what he said. My bad.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Okay, my bad.
That's funny.
Shan wrote, "Never have seen this one, but I always keep meaning to just for the sheer absurdity of it."
Shan, hey. I like you too much. Don't do
it. Hey, it's free on Vudu or Tubi. It's worth.
It's also free on YouTube.
It's worth one watch. All right, we'll go to Instagram now. We just got a couple comments. My man Jeff said, "This movie is so underrated." I disagree with you. I think it's pretty terrible.
People love this movie for being so bad it's good, and I just couldn't disagree more.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's funny, but Jay Hambrick, 88, he wrote, "I've not watched this one yet, so I'm excited to get through it and hear y'all's review. Check back with us when we post it. Let me know how you thought."
Sorry,
you
man.
It.
Sorry, everyone.
And the last one we got is from Chris_2020. He said, "Dead Meat's kill count of this perfectly sums up the movie, so this monstrosity never has to be fully witnessed by man again."
That's actually a very good point. The only reason I rewatched this movie is because I wanted to be as thorough as possible. Not that I needed to be. You could honestly watch the kill count and never see the movie and be fine. You really could. But I also recommend listening to our 43-minute episode so far as a companion piece.
Yeah. All right. Y'all ready to jump into fun facts real quick?
Yeah, I said all mine. I don't even have any.
All right. I just got a couple.
Okay.
All right. No one wanted to distribute the film at first, so the filmmaker sold the DVD on Amazon themselves. It took a year to sell 1,000 copies.
Okay.
Hey, I respect the hustle.
Yeah.
Before deciding on Thanksgiving, creators Kevin Stewart and Jordan Downey tossed around another idea for a holiday slasher set during Easter entitled Extravakill. All right. A couple more. The turkey puppet was built primarily of leftover special effects supplies. The body was a foam turkey hunting decoy. Respect it.
Okay.
Although commonly mistaken, the proper title treatment is Thanksgiving, all one word with a capital K. That's an important one I think y'all needed to know. And the last one I got is auditions were held in director Jordan Downey's garage. So there you go, Mike. That's where they found their actors at.
Fantastic. Awesome.
He said that's important. I felt like you needed to know.
The only fun fact I have is there's a musical adaptation of this film called Thanksgiving the Musical. It premiered in Seattle in 2013 off Broadway at the Producers Club as part of the Festival of the Offensive in 2014. It's been shown off and on for the all the way up until 2017, where I believe they stopped shows. We said the budget for this movie. Honestly, I've found conflicting budgets. I've found between $3,500 and $4,000, depending on where you look. I'm going to go with $3,500. I could not find a gross of any kind. So if someone can find how much money this movie made, that'd be great. If not, I have a feeling it probably lost money. So it's
just don't send it to us. If you do, it don't really care anymore. Like, just don't.
This, I don't. Brian, the text you just sent me scares me because I don't think I need to hear any music from this movie ever.
No, the opening theme was cool, man. I dug it.
Opening theme, yeah, the opening theme just a rip off of Pony. Hey. What the fuck?
Hey, I was vibing.
Yeah, that's
y'all ready
your
to?
Your sounds are better than this movie, anyway.
Y'all ready to jump into the rating?
Yes,
please. Favorite kill, least favorite kill. Who wants to go first?
Go ahead, Nico.
All right, I'll go first.
I'll go second.
I didn't even write anything down for this one. Favorite kill. I don't know if it's Brian's favorite or not, but he kind of mentioned it. Johnny's dad, favorite kill. He threw a damn head. Quarterback pun, beautiful. least favorite kill. Do I go with the dad off screen or the dog? I'll go with the dog off screen. Rating, wow. What do you give this movie? I mean, I'll say this. I'll probably watch this on Thanksgiving during the week, probably for the rest of my life, just to get a good laugh. Once a year, only if it's free streaming. I'm not paying a cent to rent it. It was on Amazon for 49 cents. I'm glad I got to save my money because I don't have Mike's money. But
dude, I watched it for free too. I tell the rich stay rich, pal.
Hey, there you go. A piece of wisdom. This movie's terrible. It's only got a few good one-liners. The turkey is hilarious, but that's about all I can say good. I'm just going to give the movie like a 1.5.
1.5. Okay, look.
But worth a watch. Worth one watch.
I don't know. I don't know about all that.
One watch.
Look, I'm going to go with Darren for my best kill. While sawing Johnny's dad's head off was just as good, I'm going to go with Darren here. Allie for the worst kill because, by God, nobody needed to see a stuffed turkey having coitus with a human, and I didn't even want to say that again. So, worst kill. For my summary, look, I hope everybody, listen to me, everybody. Look, watch this when you're drunk or high or hanging out with your friends and family and you want a decent laugh, but please don't watch this, not even once, on purpose, sober, to take notes like I had to do. Don't fucking do that. And this comes from the bottom of my heart. If you haven't watched this yet, God bless you. If you have, God Almighty. And if you like this, God help you. We get a point for being short. We get a point for making me laugh, especially during the dressing up like the turkey scene a few times. That's it. Look, it's bad. It's the worst in the world. All the best turkeyologists agree. It's bad. I gave it a 2.
Okay. Yeah, my favorite kill is Johnny's dad. My least favorite is Allie because, again, I don't need to see a turkey rape anybody. And by the way, the kill itself was bad because that's just a simple neck snap, and that could have been a lot better. Anyway. Okay. Kind of said my summary, man. I just think this is one of the worst movies I've watched ever in my life. And that's saying something because I sat through the entire movie of Bruno with Sacha Baron Cohen, and it was literally just as bad as this movie to me. But anyway, so look, does this have some humor that makes me giggle? Yes, but it's not so bad. It's good. It's so bad that it's still bad. That doesn't appeal to me. That's not the kind of movie I like to watch. And so I just say pass on this thing, man. And, God bless you if you were part of making it. I'm sure, like I said, it was fun. And I hate to rip anybody's art this way. I did mine a little different than Brian, though. You get 0.25 for making me laugh. and you get 0.25 for getting me in and out of here in under 35 minutes because I watched it on 1.5 speed. I've seen it. I've spent an hour with it before. This is my second time watching it. It will be my last time watching it. I gave this movie a 0.5.
Jesus. That's the lowest ranking of all time, I believe. I don't think anybody's rated a lower.
Well, that's how I feel about it. If you give me a minute, I will have Brother Dustin's summary. Cannot join us again. Please continue to keep Brother Dustin in your prayers. And when I see him, he's going to catch these hands because he's the reason we reviewed this movie. Okay. His hands are rated E for everyone, Dustin. I hope you're listening.
That line is great every time you say it.
It is every time.
This is what Brother Dustin says. He says, "This is hands down the worst movie I've ever watched from start to finish." To their credit, that was their intention. It had to be. If it had even pretended to be a serious movie, I'd give it a 0, even with the turkey's humor. They knew they were making an awful movie, and they embraced it, so I can respect that. The turkey is the only redeeming quality. From the dialogue to the ridiculous notion that people couldn't tell it was the turkey when in disguise, it was beautifully awful. All the kills were my favorite. Love and hate them all. 2 out of 10. So you and Brother Dustin, most of you on the same boat. I was mean. I will admit it. But damn it, I'm hardly ever mean on this show, and it was my turn.
With our combined with our average rating, we gave it a 1.5.
That's about okay. Right.
And IMDb is 4.2 with 4,469 ratings.
I get it if you like it for its humor. It just, this movie is not for me. I like So Bad It's Good movies. I've talked about it before. It's the reason I like Jason X. I can't wait to cover that movie so me and Brian can actually go at it. but this movie is not that. This Jason X is like Shawshank Redemption compared to this fucking movie. It is the drizzling shit.
All right, y'all got any more final thoughts on Thanksgiving, or are y'all ready to shout these blood donors out? And
the only final thought I have is I want to know what movie we're doing next, because after this, I may rate that one a 12. Like, just after this one,
I don't know. I think Brian's going to be mad at Nico because it's The Witch.
No, we're doing The Witch before, or The Witch. I never mind. I'm thinking of releases. The next one we're watching is The Witch.
Sorry, Brian.
Okay. We'll be reviewing it before this technically drops. I'm doing like all of these math things in my mind.
I gotcha. The Vavitch.
The Vavitch.
Vavitch. Hey, I have a stuttering problem. That's not cool.
Hey, I might have just finessed Brian out of a better rating because we're doing The Witch right after.
That's
hell
true.
Yes.
It's all a setup. It's all set up by Nico.
I may actually like it, but after this, I don't like anything.
Chess, not checkers, guys. All right, let's shout these blood donors out. Camp Level Reoccurring. Clayton J., Nina, Michelle Mirza, Andrew Ferguson, Carrie Adams, The Horror Movie Crew Podcast, and Alex Seligson. And I do know who this is. This is from Instagram. Big shout out to you. Thank you for joining us on our blood donors. Camp Counselor, Hunter Nelson, Karen, Shan Petrusevich, Dennis Kennedy, and Edward Hernandez Gunn. Appreciate y'all being camp counselors. And we have two legendary blood donor reviews we still have to do. Miss Missy Wall and 2-time legendary blood donor, Miss Joe Larson. We'll be knocking her review out in the next month, and then Miss Missy's. Looking forward to those.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to pretend like this was a great movie because it was not, but it was fun to talk about, review, get it over with so we don't have to ruin any more Thanksgivings after this one. Maybe we'll do Pilgrim next year.
Next year we're going to do Pilgrim because it is better than this.
We'll let Mike pay for all of our Hulu accounts because he's got the most money. But
No. Fiance's got Hulu. Let's go.
Chess, not checkers, boys.
The sequel to this is actually Thanksgiving 3.
3. That's the joke. There's no Thanksgiving 2.
I.
That's the joke. Well, let's end on that.
Motherfucker.
Gobble, gobble, motherfucker.
Just want to remind everybody.
Thank you. you were my friend.
My friend.
You got killed by a turkey. Who's not my friend?
He's not my friend.
Oh, Billy. You were my best friend. We were meant to be best friends forever. And now you're dead best friend. Dead best friend, Billy. Why did you have to leave me, Billy?
Why did you have to leave me?
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.